You're watching New Sound Waves with your hosts, John DeLuna, Brian Kilby, XV, Lady Rick, Gweebum, with Rob Springer.
Hey, everybody, it's your friend, John DeLuna. Welcome to New Sound Wave. What is it, 68?
68, that's what the number says.
Man.
Something crazy.
That is awesome. And the numbers don't lie. Hey, with me this week, our famous cast, our core cast, Rob Springer, who's adjusting his camera as we speak, Brian Kilby, who's running the show, XV, who's lounging with Cheerwine, 100-calorie bottle of Cheerwine, and Peter AKKKK Bweebum. Seriously, how many calories are in that thing? Not to shame you, I've had far worse.
350.
The whole bottle is 800 calories.
800 calories.
How many calories from fat?
Yeah, it's all right. You know, it beats like a bottle of bourbon or something like that, because that would be sad.
I don't know.
That would be sad. Maybe more fun.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, a bottle of Cheerwine, you're just like, I guess I need to open another.
You know, and we may experiment. Maybe next week we each have like a bottle of bourbon and see what happens.
Yeah.
You never know. We may make a better show.
Do you remember a couple weeks ago when I was jet lagged and passed out?
That would be great.
All over my sweatshirt.
Yeah, I knocked it. Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. We'd like to start off the show. We'd like to start off the show with a tribute to a bunch of people who are probably drinking bourbon right now. And they used to run Chinatown Fair. Chinatown Fair was the landmark arcade in New York City. The New York Times wrote about it at different points. Like I said, true landmark arcade. It has gone bye-bye. The lease was not renewed, and they may relocate, but they are definitely not going to continue in the space that they've been in for decades. I think over 30 years. I think something like 40 years they've been in the same place, home to world-class gamers and crazy bums, as is, you know, New York City. But I watched actually the live stream last night of the farewell, and it was awesome. You know, much fighting games going on, everybody kind of pouring a 40 out. There was a random guy dancing behind somebody who was on Dance Dance Revolution. It was awesome. And, you know, hey, tribute. Peter, you say you've actually been there.
Yeah, I definitely been there. It's probably about 10 years ago. But we definitely went there, and I definitely remember the aura of New York Chinatown is pretty much what the aura of New York City itself is. You know, a little dirty, a little shady, but a lot, like, dingier.
Yeah, kind of smelly.
Yeah, a little smelly, you know, smells a little, you know, like Asian sweat, you know, a little bit nasty like that. And the thing I remember most that we were talking previously was that there was a game where you could play a chicken in tic-tac-toe.
Like
a live chicken.
That is awesome.
It's not a joke. Back then, you know, it was very hard to take video with things other than a video camera, so I don't have visual proof of this, but I definitely have done it.
Oh, I believe
it was not on YouTube, it didn't happen.
Yeah, oh, by the way, next week debuting the new Soundwave band, Asian Sweat. Be on the lookout for that. Awesome. Our first single, Chicken Tic-Tac-Toe. Be out the song.
Okay, no, John, so we gotta retitle that, John. It's Chick-Tac-Toe.
Yeah, Chick-Tac-Toe. Ooh, nice. That's very punny.
Awesome.
Hey, if you've been waiting for an iPad 2, this is totally awesome, because on March 2nd, the iPad 2 announcement is probably going to be made, because Apple has announced that they're going to have a special event on Wednesday, March the 2nd, and the invitation is an iCalendar-style icon, and it's peeling away, and it's showing an iPad. So that is subtle, my friend. That is subtle. So yes, we should probably get news on the iPad, too. It's probably going to have all the doodads that we expect, lighter, thinner, faster, an even better screen, front and back cameras for chatting, And so, like I said, if you waited for the iPad 2, March 2nd is your day. Do any of you guys have an iPad or are interested in iPad 2?
I want a tablet. I just haven't decided which one I want. I hate to say this. The iPad connects to my corporate network, so I could potentially use it for work. And I could be one of those guys who just pull out an iPad in the middle of the meeting and you just assume is not paying attention. But I do see value in it. But I'd kind of like to do Android because I'm sort of, you know, counterculture and stuff like that. So
Android's awesome.
Yeah, I like Android, but it doesn't connect to my corporate network. So
isn't that interesting that now not doing Apple stuff is counterculture?
Yeah, it's weird.
It feels really weird. But it's so true.
Well, I'm actually more interested in one that's below the iPad 2.
So talk about that, Peter.
The Motorola Zoom, which is the first Android tablet that officially has Android 3.0, which is considered Honeycomb. It is out tomorrow, 24th. Yeah, tomorrow on $600 on contract with Verizon Wireless. It will also be... Yeah, it's a 10.1 inch, you know, it's got one of the first dual core 1 gigahertz Tegra processors, NVIDIA Tegra. It is just pretty much a beast of a machine.
it's an evolution revolution.
Yeah. And it's also going to run on Verizon's next generation data network.
It's upgradable to work on LTE. I don't think it works on LTE out of the box.
Not right now, but, you know, when LTE becomes more, available throughout the rest of the country.
It's available here.
Available here as well. But, I mean, you can upgrade it. So, I mean, it's not like you're going to have to pay to upgrade it. You're pretty much paying already $600. You're already paying into it to get the 4G or LTE, I should say. I don't know. 4G. 4G is kind of, that's very confusing and it annoys the hell out of me. Motorola Zoom is pretty much, Honeycomb is pretty much completely different than what you've ever seen with Android. So if you think that Android looks a little archaic or a little unappealing, Honeycomb should definitely change the person's view of that.
Good stuff. One more reason why you should watch the live show, and you should log into the chat. Thanks to XV, we just posted a video of chicken tic-tac-toe.
Oh my god.
So it does exist. YouTube does not lie. So yes, fellas, chicken tic-tac-toe. Hey, if you're into Gears of War, and you're into Gears of War 3, or waiting for it, September 20th is the release date. Microsoft has announced that this week. So Gears 3 will be out in September. The most interesting thing really is, apparently, you know, back in the day in Gears 1, the multiplayer was so bad, people just bailed on it and stopped doing it. With Gears 3, Epic is actually having dedicated servers run and paid for by Epic, to run the multiplayer on Gears 3, so it should be a seamless experience, which is kind of neat, kind of big of them. The 3DS, which is near and dear to all of our hearts, launch titles have been confirmed. So here's the news here. We don't have much pricing on the software, but at least today we got pricing on first-party titles, and then we got, of course, a list of all the third-party titles that are coming out. The first-party titles that are coming out, Pilot Wings Resort.
Yeah.
Meh. Steel Diver. Three variations of Nintendogs and Cats. Hell yes. Each of those will be $40. So that gives you an idea of the pricing. Third-party stuff, of course, the stuff that is slightly more enticing. Super Street Fighter 4, The Sims 3, Madden, a soccer game, Clone Wars, Ridge Racer, Super Monkey Ball. This plays like a greatest hits album. Let's see here. Tom Clancy game, Rayman 3D, which is kind of funny. It's the greatest hits. Bust a Move Universe. It's all the old ones, all the standards. That Clone Wars game, by the way, is actually Lego Star Wars 3, the Clone Wars. The Lego games have traditionally been pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, at least fun. Yeah.
Oh, but no, that freaking like coming right at me!
It's a little buggy, but, you know.
Nintendo.
Here's one if you're a hacker slash amateur developer slash, I don't know, mischievous soul. So given the success of the Kinect hacking that is rampant, again, on the internet, on YouTube, and all the other internets, lots of people have hacked the Kinect and done really cool things with it. So to kind of, I guess, I don't know, answer that, Microsoft has announced that it will release a non-commercial Kinect for Windows SDK. So the company says that the reason for, quote, a starter kit for application developers, which is intended to make it easier for academic research and enthusiast communities to create even richer experiences using the Kinect technology. In other words, Kinect porn is coming to you like any minute. Purely for academic research, though. Purely for academic research.
Why does my Kinect not work? Oh, pop-ups.
Oh, hey, boots. Oh, nice. Okay, another thing, another reason why you should watch us live, participate live, Rob is doing the gangsta lean. Also, he has like a 12-gallon jug of cheese balls.
Oh, dude.
Oh, yes. Other,
yes.
I have it.
Oh, it's cheese balls.
That's awesome. Isn't that like $5 at Sam's Club or Walmart or something like that? They're ridiculous. Completely, they're like a third of a cent a piece.
Completely free, okay. Actually.
Oh, awesome. That's the best price ever. And yes, as Carl says in the chat, cheese balls are awesome.
Rob has the best stuff.
Rob has the best life.
I don't. Trust me. Here you go, dog.
Hey, two more stories before we jump to the big discussion, the awesome discussion, the top 50 characters in video game history, as according to the Guinness Book of World Records. Okay, Gran Turismo. Gran Turismo is popular. Spoiler alert. So, since December's announcement that 5.5 million copies of Gran Turismo 5 have shipped, somebody, Polyphony Digital, has crunched the numbers on the entire franchise. And in total, they have sold 63 million copies. Gran Turismo 5 has sold about 6.3 so far. So if you're wondering what the most popular Gran Turismo titles have been, Gran Turismo 3 sold almost 15 million. Gran Turismo 5, almost 12. And then the original, about 11. So otherwise, and those are by far the most popular games. Hey, Brian, or anybody else, I take it you guys have probably put some time into one of these Gran Turismo games, correct?
Three. I put quite a bit of time into. The first one, not so much two. I paid a lot of money to get the Driving Force Pro and a TV for, well, maybe not exactly a TV, kind of, for GT4. Nice. And I hardly played it.
Oh.
But it was amazing. But it's amazing with the Driving Force Pro. It's one of the best gaming experiences I've ever had at home as far as technology is concerned.
Yes, totally agreed. Gran Turismo has been, you know, for the most part, I would say an excellent series. It's obviously been like a much delayed and maligned series lately. But, you know, I mean, it's good stuff if you can get into it. If you like racing games, you need to give it a shot. Okay, last story before we go into our big topic of the week. And it's actually going to be a quick story for us because it's a link that I'm going to tweet right now. So you're going to have to go back in time if you're listening to the recording. But and I'm going to tweet
at TF Radio.
Good luck finding it on Twitter.
Yeah, good luck.
Twitter.com/TF Radio.
Yeah, follow us. Follow us, fools. And you what you're going to get as a reward is a guy deep frying a PSP and trying to eat it. That is high entertainment.
Well, it's not like the PSP is worth doing anything else with, right?
That's true. And it's 2011, and the internet's not good for doing anything else. Let's be honest. That's true. Okay, right. So, yes, deep fried PSP for all.
Really, with the internet and video, there's a lot worse things this guy could be doing with the PSP.
Yes. That's fair. That's fair.
Like using it.
Yes, and it's probably on YouTube. Yeah, he just watch his channel. I'm sure it gets worse. Okay, so the top 50 video game characters of all time, at least as of this second, according to the Guinness Book of World Records 2011 Gamers Edition. Yes, they do publish a Gamers Edition these days.
Wow. They got to make
so
money.
Old. So old. Hey, I don't know about you guys, but I used to love the Guinness Book of World Records when I was like in elementary school or whatnot. It was awesome. It was also like it World's felt like a huge book back in the day. I'm sure now it's like a coffee table book. Anyway, so how did they come up with this list? Well, I'll tell you. So this list was settled by vote from readers and fans of the Guinness website. I can't say if I've ever been to the Guinness website. Okay, so over 13,000 votes were counted for this poll. Okay, I'm not to torpedo this list before we even get into it, but in this day and age, is 13,000 votes like a lot? I don't know.
No.
Okay.
Well, probably for the Guinness website it is.
Possibly, yeah. It's a growing website. It's young. It's in its infancy. So with that said, I'm going to start at number 50, and we're going to go kind of fast because we want to keep New Soundwave under 7 hours. And I'll stop at notable places. So at number 50, it's Sackboy from Little Big Planet. It's okay. All right. He's got some toys. He's kind of iconic, right?
So okay, right all off the time bat, means recent, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, there are going to be some recent ones in here that we're going to have a problem with. I'm just saying. Okay, number 49, I think is low. I think it's low. It's Ryu from Street Fighter.
What?
Does he get gypped from being in a game that has, like, a bunch of iconic characters or kind of gets diluted, I guess? I mean, he is the face of that franchise. So. No?
He'd probably should be a little higher, but maybe yeah. not top 20.
I'll tell you who should be higher than is number 48, Eddie Riggs from Brutal Legend, a game that was released 2 years ago.
I don't even know that game.
Yeah, see? Pass. Yeah. We're all old people. Number 47.
Black.
Number 47, Bowser from Mario.
Why?
Only cracked 47.
Well, he's the villain. Yeah, okay.
But Bowser is iconic. I mean,
Bowser's awesome. Hey, real quick, best Bowser fight through the years.
Which Super game Mario World.
Bowser? Absolutely.
Clown
is there
hard.
Any question?
Is there clown any question? Car hard.
Yeah, a flying clown face coming right at you. And you can only defeat it by throwing like its offspring right at it.
I love Super Mario World.
It's like this.
So
just like
let's see, next one. Gears of War, Augustus Cole.
Meh.
Number 45, Larry Laffer from Leisure Suit Larry. Man, I can't talk tonight. So Leisure Suit Larry, basically, number 45. Back when kind of, I guess, semi-racy games with terrible graphics were awesome.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Boobies. I don't know how these can be iconic because there's a couple that you don't even know, so I don't...
There's more than a couple. Number 44, yeah. Princess Peach. How about that? I guess she deserves to be on here. I mean, I don't know. You could play her in Super Mario 2.
She had her own game.
Yeah, she had her own game.
And you can play her in Paper Mario. On the Wii.
Yeah, Paper Mario.
Yes. Yeah. So she's had her. She's day.
Just like Jill Valentine. Had to have her.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got. Yeah. Yeah. You got to have her. She was also in Smash Brothers, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
and
the awesome Smash.
Out some ass woman.
Okay, number 43, Jill Valentine, Resident Evil. Not bad, I guess.
Yeah.
She was certainly more memorable than Chris, even though Chris has been. Well, actually, they're both in a recent game, Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
She's been in more games though, right?
Yeah. She's kind of the recurring character.
And you got the gun pretty quickly with her.
Yeah, that's true.
Why do I
want to play him?
And you got the lock pick.
Yeah, you got the. She was a master of picking locks.
Master of locking, at least according to Barry. I mean, you know.
I don't.
This game's hard enough. Give me a gun. Barry.
Number 41, Goku. I think it's Dragon Ball.
He skipped Max Payne.
Oh yeah, whoops. 42, Max Payne from the Max Payne video game in 2001. 2001?
Wow.
Yeah. I can't believe that game's 10 years old.
Yeah, and then they came out, like, 5 years later, the Fall of Max Payne.
Wow.
Wow.
And then Mark made the movie.
And now they're trying to get another one made, but it's been delayed until 2012, I think.
Well, chances are, if Marky Mark plays the character in a movie, it ain't happening.
Yeah.
Right.
yeah. Good vibration.
I should have pushed this down to like number 53.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, next one, 41, Goku, from, I guess this is Dragon Ball Z, I don't know, I'm not sure. Anyway, moving on. Yeah, whatever, Goku. number 40, let's see, Ghost Riley from Call of Duty. Really, I guess the kids are pushing up these really current characters, you know? Because I think, yeah, like, in a FPS, I don't know.
Kids, I think what happened is they went to a gaming convention and picked characters off t-shirts.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they're like, who's that? That, okay, cool. Ghost Riley, got it. Number 39.
Look at all these Goku shirts. Oh, they're horrible looking.
Yeah, nice. Number 39, Spiro. Oh my gosh, don't tell me the chat doesn't know who Spiro is.
Who's next? Busby?
Or who's the Acrobat? Arrow the Acrobat.
Yeah, Bubsy.
Bubsy, Arrow the Acrobat, Spiro the Dragon.
This list has fail written all over it.
Yeah.
It's like an IGN list, really.
What the hell? Arrow the Acrobat?
Yeah, okay. All right. Let's, in the interest of time, let's see here. Let me find some notable ones. Okay, 37, Ash Ketchum from Pokemon. How about that? He's awesome. Pretty. Yeah. Number 36, Leon from Resident Evil 4, primarily.
What? Basically. So he was higher than Jill?
Yeah, he's higher than Jill. What? Well, Resident Evil 4, I think, has more of like a cult game following. Like, it has a massive following. People really like Resident Evil 4. You know who should have been on this? It's Resident Evil 4's Merchant, because he was awesome, if you've ever played Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, just this random merchant in a zombie game. Like, you know, there are zombies running around, like, killing everything in sight. But this this crazy, like, wild-eyed, creepy merchant, who has, like, a coat full of guns, is just walking around the city.
Stranger. Yeah. You're here to take down the village I live in. Want to buy a gun?
That's right. That's right. And he pops up everywhere. He's awesome. Let's see here. Number 33, Donkey Kong. Yeah. He needs to be. Now, okay. Not to sound like an old man, but shouldn't Donkey Kong be like top 10?
Just a bit.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. 31, Zelda. Not Link. Zelda.
Well, they might mean Link. This seems kind of poorly researched anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Link comes later in the list. Much, much later. Much
oh,
later.
Okay.
27 and 28, Duke Nukem and Dante from Devil May Cry. Duke Nukem, totally living on his legacy.
What the hell's Dante?
Because he hasn't had a... Yeah, nice.
That's nice. Amazing. 10 years later, he's still up there, huh?
Yeah, he's still up there. I think, like, even, like, young gamers, like, know who Duke Nukem is. I mean, they certainly know who he is now. But I guess the legend of Duke Nukem Forever is something everybody knows. Number 25 is a farce. Number 25 is Shadow the Hedgehog from Sonic Adventure 2. The equivalent of guess, I guess, Evil Twin, Scourge.
What about Knuckles or Tails? What the hell?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Give Shadow? Me really?
Yeah. Don't give me, like, yeah, Nemesis Prime here, basically. Yeah. Number 23, Mega Man. And kind of low, I guess. I don't know.
Mega Man's kind of gotten higher, maybe.
Yeah, he may be a little higher, but if you think about it, when was the last time Mega Man had, like, a really iconic game or, like, a really smash hit game? It's been a long time, I think. You know?
Well, it's not just that. It's like Mega Man games are really fun. Which Mega Man am I playing?
Which Mega Man exactly is the question? Which Mega Man?
Man,
exactly.
You guys are dorks. So it's Mega Man X.
Mega Man Zero.
Yeah. Awesome.
I like Legends.
That is Mega Man, though.
I like Battle Network.
Carl said the latest game with Mega Man, Marvel vs. Capcom.
Marvel vs. Capcom, what, 2? That'd be nice. No. Yeah. Only 10 years ago. Number 21, Yoshi. Okay. All right. I can do it. I'm going to tell you what, Yoshi's portrayal in the cartoons did nothing for me. He kind of got gypped. Yoshi feels like a character that shouldn't talk, like, ever. No. Not even in the cartoon. He should be a mute.
That was terrible.
Yes. Yeah, he should have, like, a horrible battle scar on his neck, and nobody talks about the day Yoshi lost his voice.
There's, like, a spike sticking out of his neck, and Princess Daisy finds him.
Yeah, it's one of Bowser's
spikes. That happens.
Yeah.
Well, that happened. Yeah, it was in the movie. Like, who did this?
Yeah, we don't talk about it, though. Number 20, Pikachu. Man, Pikachu smoked Ash. How about that? He's like 20 slots above. Bad Ash. Okay, number 18, Kirby. Kirby's last yarn. That's
epic yarn.
Epic yarn.
Kirby is hard.
I think it's epic yarn. Is it?
Yeah,
I think it is. Yeah, his epic yarn. Is that out yet? Man, I'm terrible.
It came out and it went away.
Yeah,
I was about to say. So was that a failure?
No, it's culty.
It did not live up to the expectations.
Yeah.
It was still a good game, but it just did not, it's not what people expected it to be better.
Nice.
Or sell better. So
right.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely sell better. Yeah, crappy games sell, especially for the Wii, my God.
Yeah.
Look at like Carnival Games and Jesus, half the library is just like utter trash. Okay. Let's see here. Number 14, Samus from Metroid. Pretty good. Okay. All right. We're getting up there. Here's a good one. At let's see. Number 11, Crash. Crash from Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, Sony was totally stuffing the ballot on this one.
Is Blasto on here?
Blasto should be on here because his name, just alone.
Hey, is Bonk on here?
He is not.
Blastoise is on there. Where's Double Dragon?
Yeah. Where's Billy or Jimmy Lee?
Yeah.
Hammer, so Spike, sad. Billy, Jimmy, Pickin.
Where's President Ronnie?
Nice.
Who wrote this list?
Nice. Where's Willow? How about that?
I don't see Arrow's missed on this.
Wait.
Game.
Revolution X was the worst game ever.
Okay, now we got in the top 10. This is awesome. Stay with me, guys. Stay with me. So number 10, Sonic. Okay.
Okay,
definitely
that's fair.
In top 10. Yeah, that's fair. Number 9, Kratos from God of War.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Nah, too soon, buddy. Too soon. Yeah. Number 8, Gordon Freeman from Half-Life. It's
that one hurts because I can see that both ways. I guess you have to have Gordon Freeman in there.
Just because of Half-Life, you got to get Half-Life.
Half-Life has been so important to gaming that he's in there.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it's our duty to do that. Number 7, Lara Croft from Tomb Raider.
No, she's irrelevant. She is completely irrevelant.
Absolutely. Why?
They said
she hasn't been relevant in what, 10 years?
She was irrelevant for 4 years, from 1997 to 2001.
Yeah, but I mean, Lara Croft, you can argue, was still considered
for
its time, definitely iconic.
She was iconic, but it was like
everybody wanted to play the game to watch her dive into water.
She's like,
and when she was like made of like 10 polygons.
Yeah,
and something like rebooting her.
Yeah, they are. They are rebooting her. And she's all like, frankly, she looks like Michael Bay designed her because she's sweaty. She's got some mud smeared on her. Yeah.
Is there always a sunset behind her?
Yeah, constantly a sunset. It's always 5:30 wherever she is. Yes. Okay, so Lara Croft is number 7. Number 6, Pac-Man. I just love the pairings. I just imagine these 10 people like lined
hanging
up
out at together, a dinner party.
Yeah. So number 6, Pac-Man. Oh, it's interesting that also I should note that I have the years of their debut. So Lara Croft was 96. Pac-Man was 80. Number 5 is Emotastic. It's Cloud Strife from Final Fantasy.
Even more irrelevant.
He was in what, 2 games? That and Final Fantasy Tactics?
Exactly.
Yes.
Even
but
more
he's had emo chicks, cry and scream.
Dumbass McGee.
He is awesome.
Internet polls don't count.
Oh, but they do. Okay, top four. Number 4, Solid Snake from Metal Gear.
No.
I'll buy that.
He's not.
I mean,
top,
I don't know about 4.
Not top 5, no.
Yeah.
Top 10, yes. Four. Top 5, no.
Yeah. So now top 3. Drum roll for top 3. 2 of them are, I think, well, 1 is without question. The other 2, we'll see. Number 3 is Master Chief from Halo.
No. Love Master Chief.
Who made this list? A bunch of 12-year-olds on Xbox?
I love Halo.
Yeah.
I love Halo. I would put Master Chief in the top 10, not top 3. No.
Fail. But he is the the Xbox icon, though.
I love Halo, but not top three.
So here's the thing on that. I don't know. I totally get what everybody's saying. This is just like food for thought. So he debuted in 2001, which is 10 years ago. And, you know, I mean, Halo is still going, and he's kind of the video game character of a generation by now.
He is.
So
it's fair enough observation. It's just, it's one of those, it's like, when you play Mario and you have to play someone else, you're like, why is this a Mario game? You play Halo and you can play someone else and no one cares.
Yeah. That's true.
He's not important to the game at all. It's like Doom Marine. When he finally got a name, you're like, why has he got a name?
He got a name?
Well, yeah. I'm sorry, in the movie. Yeah, it's like, why couldn't it just be a nameless guy? You know, anyone could be Doom Marine. Anyone could be the guy you're playing in Halo.
Yeah.
You know, he's not important to the game at all.
What's two?
Sprig and Prime, real quick, Sprig and Prime in chat. When I brought up that Master Chief may be the character of a generation, his comments basically, damn, I feel old.
Yeah.
Don't we all, Spriggan? Yeah. Don't we all? Number two, Link from the Legend of Zelda games.
Only two?
He's number two. And it should be noted that Link, Legend of Zelda, is 25 years old this week.
Yeah, that is true.
Yes. That's right, Peter.
I love Legend of Zelda.
What a great franchise.
The first Legend of Zelda is my favorite game ever. I love The Legend of Zelda. It's the best game series ever. But I could argue that Link shouldn't be in the top three because he's a cipher just like all the other characters we were talking about. So
interesting.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So I guess that's fair. So I wonder how many years Link, quote Link, has been like tied to the franchise, you know what I mean? Because certainly not in the first game, right? I mean, you don't think of it as Link.
Sure, you do.
Well, I mean,
was it Legend of Zelda: Link to the Past?
Yeah, that's the second.
That's the game. Third game.
Oh, sorry.
Or is it the third game? Yeah. I mean certainly. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so number one, no surprises at all. It is Mr. Mario from Donkey Kong, technically. 30 years old. How about that?
He's younger than I am.
Yeah, he is old. he's not old. We're old. Okay, so real quick, best Mario game, is it Super Mario World?
Mario 3 is the best. Mario World is second. And, no, pardon me. Mario 3, Mario 64, Mario World. And I hate myself for saying that, but it's...
How come? What do you want to say,
Mario Brian? World. I love Mario World so much, but I would say that Mario 3 is a better game, and I would say Mario 64 is as good as Mario World, but more transformative, therefore I would put it higher.
Interesting. Whoa. Interesting. Do you agree, Rob?
I'm on the flip side of Mario World and Mario 3, but...
Whatever. I love Mario World. It's so awesome, but Mario 3... Man, it just does so much crazy, awesome crap.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I was watching somebody play Mario 64 the other day. It doesn't look bad. It still looks okay.
On the Wii, it looks fine.
Yeah. I don't know. You would think that kind of game would date, like, immediately. It should. But for whatever reason, I guess Mario 64 doesn't. It's designed well. For the relatively... These days, consider like, you know, the low amount of definition and the polygons and all that stuff, it really designed around that really well in kind of a semi-timeless way.
It was a 3D system. Well, I guess it did use polygons. It just didn't push that many of them. Unlike the PlayStation. Oh, I mean, never mind. I'm not going to get into it. But I guess this list has screens because Guinness is tied to it, and we're talking about Guinness Book of World Records and not the what actually brings the money, which is Guinness beer. It's the same company.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So I mean, you know, but
what an awesome company to work for.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because you could write articles for the book and then you get your free pint of Guinness like every
Friday. Basically a day at the office is being wasted in writing down trivia. You get to be
That's true.
It's not the same dude. Is it really the same Guinness?
Yeah, it is.
Guinness book?
Yeah, it is.
So basically what you're saying, Rob, is that these people are paid to be people on the internet.
Yeah.
It's basically the guy from Cheers with Cliff a book Clavin. Deal. Cliff Clavin, thank you. And this guy in Ohio has the biggest booger in the world. And if you ask me, Simon Belmont shouldn't be on any video game list of note.
Oh, yeah. Let me see real quick before we sign off. Is Simon Belmont on this
list? I could argue that he shouldn't be. Once again.
He's not.
Simon Belmont. He's not. Hmm.
But I bet Alucard is. Faggy old Alucard.
Rob.
Oh, that? Rob. That's our Rob. Hey, on that note, good list. Everybody loves lists. You know who love lists? Men. How do I know that? We've done research at my
because there's a list of
employment on that. Men love numbers and they love lists. So the ratings for this show in our our only demographic men.
The YouTube SEO on this is going to be huge.
Gonna skyrocket. Okay, so on that note, this is New Soundwave 68. Yeah, it's still 68. Hasn't changed in the middle of the show. Join us next week for the raunchy, the extra raunchy New Soundwave 69. Cast. I am John DeLuna for Brian Kilby, for XV, for Peter, for Rob. We will see you next week. Enjoy it. See ya. Bye.
3bum with Rob Springer. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Check out all our videos at tfvideo.net. Like the podcast? Tell your friends. New Soundwave is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.